You know, Chris, as we record this, we've been talking lately about the situation going on in Iran, and that brings up always the question of can Christians, you know, go to war? And so there's Bible verses that talk just about that.
Yes, it's really a hard subject, Mark, but according to the Word of God, we have laws. If you trace our legal system back as far as you can, you will find that our legal system is made primarily from the laws of God. And Romans 13:1 says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." Now, I know that verse right there is very hard, because some of the authorities that we see today and we've seen, we've read about in history, were not good men and good women.
They were not somebody we really wanted to follow.
That's exactly right, and it's almost like, why would we listen to this person when we know their history, you know?
Right.
So it does complicate things. But without authority and without laws from God, the chaos that we see now would be multiplied 10,000 times even more.
Couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. So basically, when things are done wrong, when wars are caused because of what people have done, it demands a righteous response on behalf of all Christians. In other words, we do have to respond. That doesn't mean we're responding. We can be angry, but the Bible says, be angry, but sin not.
Right.
In other words, we can be angry at everything that is sin.
Right.
You know, so when you look at it that way, we do have to have a response, but it doesn't need to be vengeance, because vengeance is sinful, because it assumes we can act in the role of God even when we think it is for a righteous cause. And so I'll be honest, it would be very hard not to strike back at someone who hurt someone we love dearly, and that would be vengeance.
Right, yeah, vengeance is not ours.
Yeah, vengeance is not ours, it's the Lord's.
That's right.
But I do know emotionally it would be hard not to be that way, but scripturally, we leave that into the hands of God. And so it doesn't need to be a state of vengeance. It needs to stay by the Word of God and by God Himself.
Yeah, that's the flesh wanting to, you know, respond or have vengeance on somebody that's not from the Lord.
It's like, I'm going to pay you back for what you've done that hurt someone that I love, and it hurt me personally. And that's where we get off on the wrong path. But then you say, okay, what are we supposed to do? Just be passive? Well, to be passive and do nothing fails because it underestimates the power of human sinfulness. In other words, you say, well, if sin is causing the wars that we have and we can't strike back, which we actually can, but it shouldn't be for vengeance. It should be to keep law and order, which protects us for a longer period of time. But to be passive and to do nothing is also not right. You just think about it. When there's a riot, we've seen people protest and riot. And it's okay to protest as long as you protest without violence.
Right.
But when a protest turns into a riot, and then you notice that people begin looting stores, and you say, wait a minute, what's the protest have to do with stealing from stores?
Right.
Well, what you find out, it starts out as a peaceful protest, but then it ends up taking things that don't belong to you. And all of this shows what it says in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is wicked. Who can know it? In other words, we're so far that way, we can't know it. So we have to be careful with this subject.
Yeah, you hear all the time, oh, just follow your heart. Like, no, don't follow your heart. That's because it is wicked. You should not follow your heart.
Yeah. So the matter comes down to God-given authorities, and I've never met a human being that was perfect. Only one I've read about is Jesus, who was both God and man.
Right.
So the governing authorities, you can rest assured, but you can be assured they're not going to be perfect.
They are not.
But there is a rule of law, and if they don't stand by that, eventually they themselves get in trouble. So we're talking about justice. If sin goes unpunished and appears to have victory, it will spread and it will only increase. And that's some of the problem we're seeing in our large cities in America. It seems to, you can do whatever you want to do, and you really get away with it. And according to Scripture, it should not be that way. There is a rule of law. There is justice. When someone has to go to court, if they're put in prison, that's not vengeance.
No.
It's justice. And you can trace that all the way back to the Word of God.